bring us back to Santa Fe.
It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, home of Freeform Radio. And early Monday mornings belongs to Celtic Dawn. Yeah, so that was Tom Russell with The Night They Dredged the Liffey, The Banks of Montauk, and The Road to Santa Feo from his album Folk Hotel. And before that, we heard something from Planxty giving us The Pursuit of Farmer Michael Hayes. Well, this week sort of marks the unofficial end of summer. And according to the weatherman who I follow, it also marks the meteorological end of summer once we turn the calendar to September. Unfortunately, it doesn't feel like that. As I was driving over here in the pitch dark, it was already 73 degrees and it is going to be hazy, hot and humid, yes, for the next couple of days. Possibility of a thunder showers tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, but not much of a slack off. The Sox are having their own problems. Split the series with the Chicago White Sox and looked really lame yesterday as I was watching the game from the club. So in between not a cribbage. Anyhow, you don't care about that. We're going to hear one more from Planxty. People have talked about the strong influence of Balkan rhythms in Celtic music, and I think you really have to credit this fellow Andy Irvine, and he gives us a traditional horo here.
Thank you. and we never looked back. In search of old Harry and the balderdash, and a cup of the creature and the sourest of mash. In the dram house down in Gutter Lane, oh, we're oysters, we're rum coves, we're vagabond lads, horny back giggling gals and harridans and hags. Between the cup and the lip, boys, it can turn sour sad. In the dram house down in Gutter Lane. So peer ye well at empty bottles are rolling on the floor. So many goddamn dead men, we can't make it out the door. We are swill-bellied, rusty guts in need of one round more. In the dram house down in Gutter Lane. So let the spiritual flesh brokers blow on the coals. We're all flawed and we're fuddled. They shall not engage our souls. It's a noggin in the jar, boys, and there's gruel in the bowl. In the dram house down in Gutter Lane. Oh, we sleep under hedges, bridges and benches. We're a counterfeit brew of old sharpers and wenches. We're in the gun tanked up, ah, we've loosened up our cinches. In the dram house down in Gutter Lane. So lend me a blanket, landlord, you can keep the fleas. It's a drop in the eye and it's a kick in the knee. We're maudlin and we're muddled, too top-heavy to leave this dram house down in Gutter Lane. So peer ye well at empty bottles rolling on the floor. So many goddamn dead men, we can't make it out the door. Ah, we're swill-bellied, rusty guts in need of one round more. In the dram house down in Gutter Lane.
It's 6:12. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Tom Russell from his album Folk Hotel doing the Dram House down in Gutter Lane. That was his attempt at writing an Elizabethan song full of Shakespearean slang. I think he did a pretty good job. Before that was Planxty with a Balkan piece there, the Smeseno Horo from One Night in Bremen, an album that was actually recorded back in 1979, but didn't see the light of day until 2018. Before that, we heard one other from Tom Russell, The Night They Dredged the Liffey, The Banks of Montauk, and The Road to Santa Feo, all from his latest album, Folk Hotel. by all means, check the gentleman out on Facebook. Not only does he write fine songs, he also performs them. He and his wife write detective novels. He paints. On and on it goes. And we started off very early, around 5:50 in the morning, with The Pursuit of Farmer Michael Hayes from One Night in Bremen. And now we turn your attention to Alba, or Scotland as it's known.
Thank you. nor held the sheep with me, man, nor worry at the Sheremure. And did the battle see, man, I saw the battle sail and chug, beak and red run many a shove. My heart for fear gets up for sub, to hear the thuds and see the duds. Old clans, the hoods and tartan duds, for blom the kingdom's three, man. The ruckled lads, like a cads, to make them what they slaw, man. They rushed and pushed and blood had gushed, and many about did fall, man. The great Argyle led on his files, I wat the glands for 20 miles. Out the clans like ninepin kyles, they hacked and hashed with broadswords clashed. Who they dashed and hewed and smashed, up five men died of all, man. But had ye seen a fella begs in Skyrim, tartan trues, man, when in the teeth dog to rights and covenant true blues, man, in lines extended lang and large, when bayonets overpowered the targe, and thousands hastened to the charge, we Highland wrath, they flay the sheath, through blades of death, till with a breath, they fled like frightened doos, man. The chase get through the north, man. I saw myself, they did pursue the horsemen back to fourth, man. At Dunblane and Mainsick, they took the brick way other mech. Strach to Stirling, winged a flick, but cursed lot. The gates were shut, and many a hunted poor red coat for fear of Maisted Swarth, man. My sister came up the gate, we crowded to me, man. She swore she saw some rebels run from Perth and to Dundee, man. Their left-hand general had nae skill, the Angus lads had nae goodwill. That day the neighbours' blood to spill, for fear by foes that they should lose. Their cogs of rose and scared at blows, and him would fast and flee, man. They've lost some gallant gentlemen among the Hieland clans, man. I fear my Lord Panmure is slain, or in his enemy's hands, man. Now would you sing this double fight? Some fell for wrang and some for right. Many bade the world good night, say pell and mell with muskets now. Tories fell and wicks to hell, flew off in frightened bands, man.
pair off. There's Dad on the inside, reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down on the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving. A message from the American Academy.
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about tossing me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit AAOS.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
And that, my friends, is We Banjo 3, as they admit this was a name that they came up with when they first started out. They are always at this point four or even sometimes five folks, but hey, it's We Banjo 3, and this is from their new album, Haven. If you were lucky enough to catch them in their set coming through town last winter, early spring, these were songs that they were already polishing up for a set. That was Dawn Breaks from their new album, Haven. Before that, we heard Karen Tweed and Tom McElvogue doing Billy McCormick's set with Rosewood, James Scott Skinner tune, and Gun. And that's from the album Luckpenny out on Karen's label, May Monday. Prior to that, we heard the Tannehill Weavers doing The Battle of Sheriff Moore from their album Auroch or a Golden, and available in this country on Compass Records. And we started off with Julie Follis giving us a couple of Gaelic pieces there from her fine album Alterum, with Fiera Brocken and Donald Bin, or Sweet Voiced Donald. Well, this is in honor of the fine sightings of that large creature that has been captured on several fine videos as sporting in Boston Harbor. Yeah.
On a languorous sea was blind. As soon as I saw him, I knew I would die. To moonless black oceans in sockets bone dry. My bones saw the door frame, my skull from the wall.
One of the people that I knew when I was growing up in London was a woman called Lucy Farr, who was a great fiddler from Galway. And she was very generous with her time and her music, and was very encouraging to me when I was a young fella trying to learn about this kind of music. She taught me a lot. And one of the tunes she taught me was a tune that she didn't have a name for, but she said it was a kind of a tune called a fling. So it became known as Lucy's Fling. So I'm going to play that for you. And I recorded it with a guy I'm sure many of you remember well, Micheál O'Donnell. We did it in a set of three tunes. Lucy's Fling was followed by a piece of Scottish mouth music from one of the Scottish islands. The name of the piece was Shummer of the Economy. And then the third one is a kind of a hornpipe, but it's also a popular novelty song that my grandmother used to sing called Some Say the Devil is Dead.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's 6:56. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And this is Celtic Dawn. That was Will Pound with Fanny Frail from his fine album Through the Seasons, just out this year on his label Lulu Bug Records. Before that, we heard Danu with a set of Slip Jigs on A Troth and Soul, the Gazetta and the Teetotal Jig from 10,000 Miles, their latest album. And prior to that was Kevin Burke with a brand new album just arrived here, and a spoken intro to the Lucy's Fling set, and then Lucy's Fling, and some say the Devil's Did. And we just want to let you know that Kevin will be starting a residency across the pond beginning September 8th in East Sussex, then going on for a couple of sets to Devon, Ashford, Somerset, London, and then heading over to Ireland, where he winds up in Cork City at the Cork Folk Festival. Great time by any means if you can get there. Begins the first week in October. And then he's off with Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, going to winding up the tour in Prague at the Czech Republic on October the 17th. And we will see him back in the U.S. at the beginning of November. And keep these dates in mind. November 7th, he'll be in Portland, Maine. November 8th in Beacon, New York at the Town Crier. And November 9th at Somerville, Mass at the Burren. Yeah. It is 6:59. We started that whole long set off with Norma Waterson and Eliza Carthy giving us the Shanty of the Whale. And we're segueing in with a piece from John Renbourn.
A blues. This is, as far as I know, a blues by a man called Furry Lewis.